Thank goodness you don't have your real camo on with the glitter and all the smells over here.
Oh, I was like camo with glitter and smells.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Lots happening. Yeah. Lots happening. So we're big fans of yours.
Yeah.
We love you. And
someone lied to you.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We know that you've been down to Baton Rouge quite a few times.
Oh, yeah.
We have frequented
the Texas Club. Yeah. Actually, last time I was there, I toured the State Y'all Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You went to LSU? That's awesome.
And then I hunt down, because I'm part owner and buck commander with Aldi and Luke and them and Willie Robertson.
Yeah.
We hunt down at all of Louisiana, which is... not far from there, but it's in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Nothing, but yeah,
I love it.
Do you plan on coming back to Louisiana anytime soon?
Whenever they book me. I mean, I'll be down there hunting this. We usually hunt every fall down there. Mm-hmm. So I'll be down for that. And then I'm sure we'll play the Texas Club again.
Yeah.
This year or next year. But
right.
They love you over there.
Yeah, it's fun. We always have a good crowd when we play there, unless like LSU's playing or like away game or something, you know, that gets weird. But
yeah.
We'll be there.
Well, thank you.
You'll have three people there for sure.
Ain't half y'all softball team showed up last time.
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
They did pretty good this year. Were you? Did it suck?
She loves the Texas Club.
No.
Stop.
Yeah, y'all's baseball softball team did pretty good this year.
We did, and our baseball team's hosting super regionals this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And your women's basketball.
Yes, national champions.
Yeah. We're rocking and rolling over here in Baton Rouge.
Y'all get that football team to beat Georgia Bulldogs, and you'll be cooking with peanut oil.
Look. Ryan Kelly did pretty good for his first season coaching. Yeah. I mean, we can't really complain about that.
No, I wouldn't complain after this year. Y'all were racking them up.
You have a pretty raspy voice, though. Do you have a good Coach O impression?
No, it's probably pretty close. Just he's got a little. I don't know how he does.
You don't know if he can say that.
Just go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, that was great.
I love it.
I was born in Georgia, so my second team is the Georgia Bulldogs, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan.
That's my team.
Absolutely.
So what do you have going on in the music world? Do you have anything in the works and all that?
I've been in the studio with Aldine quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I signed with him, right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just now, we've been making music for the last 3 years, piecing some stuff together, released an EP a couple years ago. Not really much music last year, but we just finished a EP that'll be out, I want to say July 14th.
Okay.
I cannot wait. I'll be looking out for that.
We just finished it. The first single or song off of that dropped here recently, just a week or so ago. And it's called Rednecks Like Me. It's out now.
Yeah.
You're all about the rednecks. I love it.
I just do what I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
I just stay in my lane.
Yeah.
I find it's easier that way.
I have to make up
some elaborate stuff.
Yeah.
But, I love the song. It just came out, and the music video will be out here in a couple weeks.
Love it.
And then the EP will be out July 14th. We're doing Fox and Friends coming up to the end of this month. Going to Germany to play for the military.
Ooh. That'll be fun.
Right around the 4th of July, I'm playing like 4 different bases over there for the military, so that'll be cool.
That'll be awesome.
Look, if you ever need some females to be in a redneck music video, you got us.
Yeah.
We're in.
Y'all got it covered down there in Louisiana.
We're in. All right. We're going to play a game with you. It's called Burning Questions. Those questions are burning, so pick one and good luck.
Yeah.
You might be playing this with the wrong guy here. Cause
I don't think so.
I ain't got much filter anyways.
Look, you can read them all then.
Yeah.
What's the sauciest DM you've ever gotten?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of females slide into the DMs a lot.
Well, not so much now. Mary and I got a 2.5-year-old.
Right.
Look,
I have to think back.
They're ruthless. Yeah. They don't care.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Like, probably just like, probably just a random girl I've never met in my life sending me a picture of her boobs and it just said, wanna?
Wanna?
How bold. If I had half the confidence of some of those people, I would be unstoppable. I'm just saying.
I mean, I bet her parents are, but she's probably just a nice.
She's probably
Baptist,
a nice, probably
nice Southern Baptist young lady.
Just trying to get through college.
Yeah.
Look, so you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, you got to say you want to?
Yeah. Right. Look.
I mean, she got to shoot her shot, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
shoot
cool.
or shoot.
Pretty saucy. I like it.
She missed her window of opportunity.
Exactly. She waited too late.
Well, we love you, and we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us, and we're going to send you with a shot glass.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Absolutely.
Can't wait for you to come back to Baton Rouge.
Thank you very much.
We'll be
pleasure
there.
To meet y'all.
Yes. It was very nice to meet you, too.
Is this one new? I don't remember.